This is an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast by Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, on the topic Spike, the Oklahoma suicide bomber. Today's podcast is an update for October 9th, 2005. I imagine anyone who has made it this far through my podcast might remark on the whiny tone of some of my earlier podcasts, and yeah, I'll try to take that down a notch. As listener Jerry Seinfeld said, he called up and said, "Magic, you're stealing my bit. What's the deal with that? All the whining and the nagging. It's as if I'm listening to me." Well, hey, sorry about that, Jerry. I'll try and keep it under control. Another thing I wanted to address in this podcast is, hey, I've been following this for 9 days, and I have looked into Joel Henrichs pretty closely, and I'm very sensitive to the issues, you know, for the family, and you know, I am not taking an inhuman approach to this. Whatever his intent may have been, I feel compassion for Joel Henrichs, his family, his fraternity brothers, his classmates, his neighbors, and everyone involved in this story. Any impression anyone may have to the contrary is utterly false. I do actually care about the people in this story. I also care about the story, though, and between the two, that's where I gotta go. I gotta go where the story leads. I get the impression I'm annoying some of my fellow members with the way I'm reacting to this case. And hey, okay, maybe I'm getting a little bit out of shape here. In fact, I think I've pretty much made it clear that, yeah, I am getting bent out of shape here. I'll try to avoid doing that. It does, I'm sure it helps, or I should say it hurts my cause if I'm not keeping a level head. So I'll try and keep a level head. But I gotta ask, is it my behavior that's annoying people, or is it the questions I'm asking? And I don't think it's necessarily all of one or the other. Is it what I'm saying? Some members seem to be accusing me of saying things that I'm not saying and making false assumptions about what I am saying. And this, despite my painstaking efforts to clarify and repeat my position to the point of absurdity. Some people seem to want to misunderstand me. Why? What's so controversial about my position? The only accusation I'm making is that I think this is being covered up. Covered up by the national press and covered up by President Boren, who has made some confusing and misleading statements in this case without concluding an investigation. I've been following this story very, very closely, and I'm keeping track of the details. Based on my research, I am more than convinced that the official story doesn't add up in this case. Why it doesn't is unknown to me, but the fact that the official statements made so far don't even corroborate one another is enough to keep my interest. I'm surprised that many of my fellow members seem ready and willing to accept the official cover story for this incident as gospel. I'm surprised because ATS is a conspiracy website. Putting conspiracy theories aside, I consider it my duty as an American to question what my government says and does. I also consider it the job of the press to do so as well. I'm seeing a lot of people apparently asleep at the switch. I certainly understand that there's a lot of news to follow, and I don't fault anyone for not being interested in this story. So if you haven't been following this story, I'm not pointing a finger at you. I challenge those who have looked into this story to avoid being taken in by bogus information from any source, whether it's official or unofficial. In my opinion, if you're sold on the individual suicide theory, you've been fooled. The same goes for the Islamic terrorist theory. There isn't enough proof either way, which means drawing a conclusion now is an exercise in self-deception for the sake of simplicity. Now that's up to individuals to decide, but it's a decision I don't recommend. Today I've updated my collection of links and posted it in this pod thread. Along with the links, I've included my current opinions on this story. Because of the baffling and frustrating confusion on my position, I'm going to repeat it here again and hopefully make it crystal clear where I'm coming from. Thanks to podcasting, you can hear my opinions in my own words and decide for yourself. Now, obviously, I posted a lot of links in here, and I don't expect anyone to read all of them, even though I have. Please bear in mind that my opinions are based on what I've read, watched, and heard about this case on the internet from several sources. I am fully aware that despite the number of different sources, some information may be subject to the echo chamber effect of the internet, where a false piece of information is repeated until it becomes accepted as truth. I'm not trying to become the next Pierre Salinger. I'm mindful of the flaws and weaknesses associated with gathering news off the internet. I'm also mindful of the flaws and weaknesses associated with gathering news only from so-called mainstream commercial sources, especially the national conglomerates, and consider this story to be a textbook example of what some of those weaknesses are. Thus, I continue to encourage skepticism on the part of anyone following this story. Based on the extensive amount of research I've done on this case, here are my opinions as they currently stand. I am suspicious of the lack of national coverage for this story. I still want to know why it's being spiked. Even if we accept the official story is absolutely true, the national blackout on this story is inconsistent with the nature of the case and remains unexplained. I do not know if Joel Henrichs intended suicide or something else. There is not enough evidence for anyone, including officials, to claim to know his motives. The fact that some of them do claim to know his motives prior to at least completing an investigation is inherently suspicious and needs to be explained. I do not trust all the information coming from local reports. Most of the sources are unnamed, and as with the official story, even if we take all the rumors at face value, there are discrepancies and suggestions which do not add up. Local news investigators need to provide more solid information from more credible sources. I do not know if Joel Henrichs was a Muslim convert or had Muslim ties that influenced his behavior in any way. These claims are problematic because most of them seem to be based on nothing more than innuendo and speculation. Having a roommate from Pakistan does not make Henrichs an Islamic terrorist. I would like to see this question thoroughly explored, but the truth is not served by those who are falsely claiming to know more about this question than they actually do. I do not know if Henrichs tried to enter the stadium. Library security guard Adam Smith says he was told as much, but that's hearsay. An FBI review of the security tapes from the stadium reportedly did not show any attempts, but the lack of such a discovery does not rule out attempted entry. Also, even if Henrichs had no intention of entering the stadium, there is nothing to prove that he didn't intend to kill people at the buses. He had a second backpack. I do not know if Henrichs had a ticket to that night's game. This is a critical point because it will weigh on Henrichs' motives. If he didn't have a ticket, then he probably didn't attempt entry. If he did have a ticket, then that is a very important indication that Henrichs may have been planning mass murder. Tamara Pratt of News 9 in Oklahoma City says he did have a ticket. Valhal of AboveTopSecret.com has said he didn't, but I do not know what her source is for that claim. In fact, I don't know what Tamara Pratt's source is either. In either case, I want to see a credible source for these claims. Only one of them is correct. I do not know why the search warrant for Henrichs' apartment was sealed and remained sealed. I cannot understand why a search warrant associated with an individual suicide would need to be sealed by federal investigators. The very fact of this is suggestive, if not conclusive. There are several aspects of the official story that do not make sense when taken at face value. This tells me that either the details of the case are more complex than is being reported, or that officials are lying. Certainly, all the facts are not being revealed. Problematically, the facts that have been revealed are rife with glaring inconsistencies. The least plausible explanation I have seen so far is that this was a simple suicide. No, it was not. I am deeply concerned that more news organizations are not covering this story. Even more concerned than I am about the story itself. If the national press is truly this tightly controlled, or oblivious to news of such undeniable interest to the people of the United States, then whether Joel Henrichs was an individual suicide or a would-be mass murderer is the least of our worries. After studying this case for over a week, I'm still unable to come up with a reasonable explanation for why this story is being spiked. No matter how I examine the case, the national press looks bad, and I'm really trying to understand why they're doing this. This story is much bigger than Joel Henrichs. The death of a free press is the final step before the death of freedom. My fellow members, once again, I urge you to look into this story and look into it closely and draw your own conclusions. Your conclusions may differ from mine, and that's fine, but at least if you look into it, you will know what's going on here, and you'll know why I'm getting so bent out of shape. and then we can discuss it, and I'm happy to discuss it. And again, I may be wrong about the story being spiked. I don't think I'm wrong about being skeptical about the news coming from the local sources and the national sources. The only thing I'm asking here is for people to look into this and then deny ignorance. And on that note, this is Magic signing out yet again on the topic of the Oklahoma suicide bomber on October 9th, 2005. Take care, friends.